7 points. Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers and by the Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In its last report before the election, the government this morning releases economic growth numbers for summer.
Economists forecasting a healthy 3% plus growth driven by strong consumer spending. This would push the U.S. economy further above the pre-pandemic growth set by the Congressional Budget Office. In fact, last quarter's numbers already placed GDP over 2% higher than CBO's 2020 forecast. Drivers include steady consumer spending along with unexpected boosts in labor and productivity growth.
ABC's Dave Packer. Former President Trump talking about comedian Tony Hinchcliffe, who called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage during Trump's rally in New York City on Sunday. On Hannity on Fox News, Trump declaring he has no idea who Hinchcliffe is and no president has done more for Puerto Rico than himself. Vice President Harris rallied supporters on the Ellipse, same place where in 2021 Trump held a rally before a mob tried to sack the U.S. Capitol. This is ABC News. With just days before a Biden administration imposed deadline for Israel to improve humanitarian conditions in Gaza, Israeli airstrikes killed more than 90 people. It came after Israel's parliament passed a law outlawing the United Nations Relief and Works Agency. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
We are deeply troubled by this legislation. It could shutter UNRWA operations in the West Bank, in Gaza, in East Jerusalem. It poses risks for millions of Palestinians who rely on UNRWA for essential services, including health care and primary and secondary education.
In northwest China, a Long March 2 rocket launching China's Shenzhou 19 on a flight to that country's space station to relieve the current crew after a six-month stay. The new crew includes the third Chinese woman to go to that space station. China built Tiangong after being excluded from the International Space Station, mainly because of U.S. concerns. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business and open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon. J&J Recycling and Salvage, if it's here, it's for sale. Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your tire and minor repair headquarters, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Linebacker Jamin Davis has joined the Green Bay Packers practice squad a week after the 2021 first-round draft pick was released by the Washington Commanders. Anthony Volpe's third-inning grand slam overcame Freddie Freeman's record-setting home run, and the Yankees avoided avoided a World Series sweep with an 11-4 win over the Dodgers that forced a Game 5. Freeman homered for his sixth straight series game, hitting a two-run drive in the first inning for the second consecutive night. In the NBA, Dallas 120, Minnesota 114, Denver 144, Brooklyn 139. Sacramento beat Utah 113-96, Golden State over New Orleans 124-106. From the NHL, Anaheim 3-1 over the Islanders, Minnesota 5, Pittsburgh 3, Philadelphia 2-0 over Boston, Seattle 8, Montreal 2, Ottawa 8-1 over St. Louis, Washington 5, the Rangers 3. San Jose 4-2 over Los Angeles.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
When you've had a breast cancer scare, the days spent waiting for a result or a follow-up screening can be some of the longest in your life. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we understand that less waiting means less worry. Our imaging department schedules follow-up appointments quickly, often within a few days. Ask your provider if your imaging can be done here with us, close to home. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Today, a high of 77. Could be some rain developing, especially by late morning. Showers and thunderstorms more likely toward evening. The southwest wind will be between 12 and 25. Tonight, occasional showers with pockets of heavy rain and a low of 53. 57 for tomorrow, and then temperatures falling to the middle 40s tomorrow afternoon. Clearing and frosty Thursday night, a low of 30. And Friday, sunshine and 52. Toward the weekend, upper 50s to near 60 for both Saturday and Sunday. Northeast winds right now around 7 miles per hour, following the midnight mark of 72. It is 69 degrees.
Sweet shoes.
kids, good morning. It's a Wednesday morning, October 30th. I'm a little worried. I don't have my Halloween costume all ready to go. And, well, Halloween is tomorrow. So we'll have to work on that today. I'd like to go trick-or-treating, you know, but a lot of times they say I'm too old. But what do you do, you know? Got to take the kids and, you know, be a responsible grandparent. And we'll see what we can work on there. And then I had a monkey mask, but the person I borrowed it from wanted it back. So, oh, well. Just have to wear my own monkey mask, I guess. This is Anthony Bennett.
Thank you. out tonight, and love is moving in the shadows. I got no place to run, and it's following me everywhere that I go. There's something in the air, I can feel it everywhere. All the conditions are right. Someone could lose a heart tonight. Someone could lose a heart. With all these kisses and hugging and heavy breathing, falling under the spell of the love you weave, it's gonna get crazy, baby, if you don't stop. Someone could lose a heart tonight. Someone could lose a heart. Looking in your eyes tonight, don't you know you got me hypnotized? Didn't mean to fall in love, but who could leave this paradise? I can feel it when we touch. Ooh, it's too much. All the conditions are right. Someone could lose a heart tonight. Someone could lose a heart. With all this kissing and hugging and heavy breathing, falling under the spell of the love you weave, it's gonna get crazy, baby, if you don't stop. Someone could lose a heart tonight. Someone could lose a heart tonight. Someone could lose a heart. Someone could lose us a heart.
On WRCO, someone could lose a heart tonight. This goes along with a Halloween theme. Lost a male black cat without a collar. It was lost at the corner of James and Burton Streets in Richland Center. Number to call is 608-475-9549. If that black cat has crossed your path, again, 475-9549.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month, and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Hey folks, it's Ron Kind. I was proud to represent you in Congress for many years, so take it from me. That place needs a major shakeup. That's why I strongly support Rebecca Cook. Rebecca grew up on a dairy farm, and she led an organization that helped start dozens of small businesses in Wisconsin. Rebecca's like a lot of people here, not too far left or too far right.
You're right, Ron. I'm Rebecca Cook, a strong backer of law enforcement. I'll work with Republicans to secure our border and stop wasteful spending.
Unlike Derek Van Orden, he's arrogant, telling people he doesn't give an F who they are because he's a congressman. Van Orden's done nothing to secure the border, and he'd let insurance companies deny people with pre-existing conditions.
And that's why we need more working-class people in Congress.
Van Orden thinks he's better than us. Rebecca Cook is one of us.
I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
That carpet in your home can trap many allergens from dust to pets, but you love carpet. All American Do It Center has your solution with Air-O, a hypoallergenic carpet from Mohawk. Air-O by Mohawk is not only easy to clean, but its fibers don't absorb moisture, preventing the growth of allergens and microbes. Clean air living with soft flooring your family can enjoy. Air-O carpet from Mohawk at allamericandoitcenter.com in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center. All-American.
Kristen Wall, Joan Baldwin's daughter. When we were expanding our family, I suffered recurrent miscarriages just like my mom did. Losing my pregnancies was devastating. We turned to fertility doctors for treatment, and I couldn't have done it without my mom's support. My mom, Joan Baldwin, knows firsthand how devastating pregnancy loss is, and that reproductive care is critical to keep women safe and healthy.
Joan Baldwin has always used her position to help Wisconsinites in need. She worked across party lines to increase access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Joan authored legislation to extend postpartum care to increase positive outcomes for both new mothers and babies. And she worked to help children in need of guardianship to have access to care provided by an individual they are comfortable with. Joan Baldwin makes state government work for the good of Wisconsin's most vulnerable. Please join me in voting for Joan Baldwin on November 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
News, weather, and sports comes your way in just a little bit here today at 6:30. I don't know if we keep records but the high overnight, the overnight low high, 69 degrees for October 30th. I would think that's probably around a record low high. Here's Don Williams.
I've held it all in. Lord knows I've tried. It's an awful awakening in a country boy's life. To look in the mirror in total surprise at the hair on your shoulders and the age in your eyes. The pleasures of life.
making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
In a WRCO, he's playing on the road again.
Hi, I'm State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I want to thank you for trusting me to be your voice in Madison for the last 6 years. I'm proud to be a leading advocate for rural Wisconsin and what we've been able to accomplish for our farmers, veterans, and middle-class families. But there's still more work to do, and that's why I'm asking for your vote. You can count on me to keep fighting for our region, our values, and our way of life. Thank you for your continued support.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath, because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wiffles Hybrids. Plant your independence.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a big part of building a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. A living wage, affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When we buy things, that encourages new businesses to open and corporations to hire more workers. It makes no sense to give large tax cuts to the ultra-rich because they can't spend the money they already have. And any extra they get goes into investments, not purchases. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut taxes for the ultra-rich, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cuts for the ultra-rich. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
News Time today is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, the friendly feed store. The forecast calls for a high of 77, maybe isolated showers by later this morning, but some heavier rain could come in this evening as well. Right now it is 69 degrees.
Thinking about new window treatments for your home? Or how about a cordless upgrade to your current cellular pleated or wood blinds for a sleeker look? Stop in at Bailey Paint and Decorating today. Talk to Steve, Bailey's blind man. Steve will handle all the measuring and installation to take the stress out of fitting new blinds. Give your home a fresh new look with new window treatments and professional installation from Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. Donald Trump is scheduled to hold a campaign rally at the Resch Center in Ashwaubenon this evening. In remarks at his Mar-a-Lago estate on Tuesday, Trump pushed back against Democratic criticism of his Sunday rally at New York City's Madison Square Garden. Trump said there was love in the room and it was love for our country. The Garden event included several speakers and comedians. Trump will be joined in Ashwaubenon by former Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre and U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde, and is expected to talk about the economy and border security. Also today, Vice President Kamala Harris will hold a campaign event in Madison. Both candidates will be back in Wisconsin on Friday. Trump has a rally scheduled for Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The location of the Harris event has yet to be announced. Ahead of her visit to Wisconsin later today, Vice President and Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris delivered her closing arguments in Washington, D.C. last night. Harris promised to listen to experts and give people she disagrees with a seat at the table. Harris also said it is time for a new generation of leadership in America, and she is ready to offer that leadership as a part of being the next president of the United States of America. In-person absentee voting in Wisconsin has now reached 45% higher than it was 4 years ago, and with a large number of absentee ballots already cast, it may take some time to obtain election results. But Wisconsin Elections Administrator Megan Wolf says that process is transparent. Wolf said every step of that process, every ballot that's counted, will be counted in the public eye. She said there are really no secrets over what's happening or why something is taking as long as it is. It's all observable and open to the public and the media to be a part of that as it's happening. Wolf says the tally of absentee ballots and the post-election audit of all ballots will be taking place in every community in Wisconsin. It is also observable by the public. Three Milwaukee police officers were injured when two squad cars collided. Milwaukee police say it happened during a chase that ensued after hours trying to pull over a wanted suspect on the city's south side Monday. A marked and unmarked squad car collided, sending three officers to the hospital. All three are expected to recover. The driver of the pursued vehicle ditched it and rolled it into a parked car. Police eventually caught and arrested the 34-year-old man and found drugs in the vehicle, which was stolen. Richland County will begin the new year with a balanced budget. Richland County Administrator Candace Pesch gave a presentation of the county's proposed 2025 budget during a public hearing at last night's county board meeting. The budget highlights included an increase in investment income of $150,000, a 5% wage pool to offset a wage study being integrated into the current budget, a reduction in short-term borrowing for capital improvement projects of $408,800, and short-term borrowing done with a local bank, saving approximately $20,000 in bonding fees. No general fund balance, contingency funds, or ARPA funds were used to balance the budget of nearly $42.6 million. Following the public hearing, the Richland County Board of Supervisors approved the 2025 budget, which includes revenues from the county sales tax in the estimated amount of $1.5 million, and that the sum of $10.3 million be levied on all taxable property in Richland County for county purposes for the year 2025. Pesch also reported that three banks were approached for the short-term borrowing. The county will go with Community First Bank at a 4.5% interest rate. Fall 2024 enrollment increased by 1.2%, or 1,900 students, according to official 10th day enrollment counts released Tuesday. The enrollment has increased across the UW system. Total enrollments across the system is 164,431, and it's the second straight year of enrollment growth across Wisconsin's 13 public universities. Figures show eight universities saw enrollment growth for 2024. 2024, but two-year branch campuses saw enrollment drop by 22%. UW-Madison led the way with 51,791 students, followed by UW-Milwaukee with 22,683 and UW-Oshkosh with 12,964. UW-Superior saw the smallest enrollment at 2,819. The DOT says the handbook using plain language to deliver driver information that is clear, understandable, and easy to read. It's been updated to address advances in road design like diverging diamond interchanges, dynamic shoulder use, and roundabouts, as well as the most up-to-date highway signs. The handbook also covers important safety topics, including dangerous driving behaviors and tips for handling emergencies. In addition, nearly every DMV service is now available online at wisconsindmv.gov.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
A high of 77 degrees today. Isolated showers possible by late morning, with showers and thunderstorms more likely toward evening tonight. A southwest wind at 12 to 25 today. Occasional showers and thunderstorms early tonight, with pockets of heavy rain, a low of 53. Tomorrow, showers ending in the morning, but much cooler. We'll notice quite a drop. 57 for a high, and then temperatures on Thursday falling to the mid-40s in the afternoon. This morning, very comfortable northwest wind at 10. We're at 69 degrees.
Attention Medicare D patients. The 2025 Medicare D renewal period has started. Need help reviewing your drug plan options? Stop by Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Even if you're not a current customer, they'll guide you through all the changes for 2025 and help you find the best plan for your needs. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies are here to help you navigate Medicare D, because with them, you're not just a patient, you're formally. Visit today for your personalized review.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing, and by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Some notes on sports for today in just a moment.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
The state cross-country meet is this weekend. For Richland Center Ithaca, Clayton Lee, Ryan Stadler, and Grace Fretz will be representing, and Coach Eric Mindham this week is preparing the team. Clayton Lee joins us. Clayton, how does it feel to get back to state this year?
It feels nice. It feels really good, and I'm really proud of myself.
What was your best race this year?
Probably conference. That's where I had my best time. and that's where I put it all on the line for.
The comments of Clayton Lee and then Eric Mindom talking about his team going to state.
I thought we ran really well. I thought our girls team got us going really well. Grace was right in the mix early. Pearl and Rachel had some good starts, and our girls team was competitive. We graduated about half of our varsity last year, and I thought they still stepped up and ran really well and improved all year. So really happy with them. And the boys, can't say enough about Ryan and Clayton. They run their best when the meets get biggest, and I thought our whole Bulls team, or boys team, ran really well too.
The team will be competing on Saturday in Wisconsin Rapids. The Wisconsin Wrestling Coaches Association will host the 48th George Martin Wrestling Hall of Fame induction ceremony in conjunction with the WWCA Fall Clinic and Awards Banquet on Friday, November 8th in Wisconsin Dells. Some of the individuals that will be going in this year include Lancaster's Chuck Rasmussen and New Lisbon's Brian Slater. The inductees, their families, and community members will appreciate you sharing the good news of their induction and passing the word to friends and family and wrestling fans. The event will be held at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Wisconsin Dells. The reception begins at 6:15. And the deadline for banquet tickets is coming up Friday, November 1st. So you can do that by checking it out at WWCA.org. On the state scene, Bucks owner Wes Edens welcomes the new idea of a WNBA franchise being located in Milwaukee. Edens isn't part of a group submitting a bid to the Women's Professional Basketball League. No timeline for a final decision has been announced, and the Milwaukee group is just one of 10 indicating interest. A report in the Journal Sentinel points out that the city's largest city in Wisconsin has a history with women's professional basketball dating back to the Does 45 years ago in the Women's Professional Basketball League. The Wisconsin men's basketball team will start the season with a Wednesday exhibition game at the Kohl Center. Tonight's tip-off is 7 o'clock, and Wisconsin River Falls will be the opponent. The Badgers have met teams from the Wisconsin Intercollegiate Athletic Conference since 2005. Tonight's game will also be the 8th annual Cancer Awareness Game. The last time UW met UW River Falls, it claimed a 101-46 exhibition win. Reports indicate two injured Packer defensive backs could be available when their team meets the Detroit Lions on Sunday. All-pro cornerback Jair Alexander suffered an apparent knee injury on the game's last play against the Jaguars. ESPN reports an MRI ruled out any significant damage. Cheesehead TV reports safety Evan Williams could also play against the Lions despite suffering a hamstring injury. Anthony Volpe's third-inning grand slam overcame Freddie Freeman's record-setting home run, and the Yankees avoided a World Series sweep with an 11-4 win over the Dodgers that forced a Game 5. Freeman homered for his sixth straight series game, hitting a two-run drive in the first inning for the second consecutive night. Game 5 is tonight, with the Yankees ace Gerrit Cole and the Dodgers' Jack Flaherty meeting in a rematch of Game 1. New York is seeking to become the first team to overcome a 3-0 series deficit. That's an update on sports for this Wednesday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
100.9 WRCO.
Well, she's from the right side of Red River, and she's pretty as a picture. Well, don't you know she's this old cowboy's dream?
Oh, there's a boy from Moki City, and I sure think he's pretty, but I know he's trying to steal my heart away. Oh, my mama tried to warn me, he's done time in California, but he'll be in Oki till his dying day.
There's a day.
Sitting back and we're
Basically, that's how you do the Oklahoma Swing on WRCO Radio. It is now 11 minutes before 7. We'll play Hank or Hanko, Factor Hanko, I guess it is, coming up next hour, and more regular features along the way as well here this morning. Trivia 2 a little bit later on. And some cowbell. Here's Keith Urban.
That I could be a man someday. Yeah, picture paints a thousand words, it's true, but it's still not enough for how I feel about you. I wanna put you in a melody, I gotta set you to a groove. I wanna put you in my car and drive and turn you up real loud, roll down all the windows and shout it out.
A day away from Halloween. I'm getting all fired up there. Wisconsin's favorite Halloween candy this year, according to a survey, is now M&M's. M&M's have passed Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, which remain the national favorite. But M&M's, you know, I'd probably go along with that as long as they're peanut M&M's. The regular M&M's, you know, so-so. The problem with peanut M&M's, though, you really get ripped off because you get those little snack pack bags and it's like three in there. So, oh well. But nationally, it remains Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Snickers. Oh, I see. Peanut M&M's and M&M's are separate. So it must be, okay, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, regular M&M's, Snickers, peanut M&M's, Twix. You always have a Twix up your sleeve, right? Kit Kat, Hershey's Milk Chocolate, Milky Way, Sour Patch Kids, and Skittles round out the top 10.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Well, water quality is a major concern in Wisconsin, but sometimes the solution is simpler than you think. When issues arise, trust the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. With years of experience, they've serviced wells all across the area, tackling everything from faulty well caps to pressure tank and pump issues. Whether it's a quick fix or a deeper repair, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has you covered. Keep your well running smoothly with a team you can trust. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, serving Richland Center and beyond.
I'm Kristen Wall, Joan Baldwin's daughter. When we were expanding our family, I suffered recurrent miscarriages just like my mom did. Losing my pregnancies was devastating. We turned to fertility doctors for treatment, and I couldn't have done it without my mom's support. My mom, Joan Baldwin, knows firsthand how devastating pregnancy loss is, and that reproductive care is critical to keep women safe and healthy.
Joan Baldwin has always used her position to help Wisconsinites in need. She worked across party lines to increase access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Joan authored legislation to extend postpartum care to increase positive outcomes for both new mothers and babies. And she worked to help children in need of guardianship to have access to care provided by an individual they are comfortable with. Joan Baldwin makes state government work for the good of Wisconsin's most vulnerable. Please join me in voting for Joan Baldwin on November 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
This WRCO History Moment is sponsored by Richland County Bank, Joan Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace. WRCO FM 100.9 signed on the air in 1965. The owner of the station at the time, Hala Peebles, made the announcement.
Our main objective in installing this new equipment is to give the rural and small town listeners in southwest Wisconsin good radio reception day and night.
The FM signal allowed more residents of southwest Wisconsin to hear local news and sports.
Sunday morning, May 3rd, saw many Richland County residents, both young and old, trek to Crosscup Park to take part in the Richland Walk for Development Committee's Hunger Walk. Richland Center Mayor Laverne Hardy led the walk, along with Alderman Tom Dre, both going over 20 miles of the 30-mile walk.
Gil Gillingham of the Green Bay Packers. This is Ken Bowman of the Green Bay Packers.
For a long time, WRCO has been affiliated with the professional team in Green Bay, and we also have been able to have many local coaches on through the years. Here is legendary track and field coach David Story.
Two new records were set by your Richland Center boys. Larry Repsummer broke the 220-yard record of 23 flat when he ran 22.8. Chuck Wheaton broke the half-mile record of 209.5 when he ran 206.8.
This look back at WRCO's history has been sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, along with Richland County Bank.
Operator, we must have a bad connection. If you got someone like me, I changed my number when she changed her mind. Operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time. She's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart. Now she's after mine.